And now, Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. When we think of the apostles of Christ and the followers of Christ, we think of the 12, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, etc., etc. But this story today speaks of 70 others who were following Jesus. They were sent out. Men and women were sent out in pairs. And it was a kind of internship time while Jesus was still with them. And the mission format was the same as Jesus had, and that was to heal the sick, proclaim the good news, and say that the kingdom of God has come near you. And Jesus sent them on ahead of him to every town and place because he was headed toward Jerusalem. And anytime you see headed toward Jerusalem, that means headed towards death, because that's what culminated in Jerusalem. And so these 70 people were appointed. Didn't say he asked for volunteers. It said he appointed 70. And then he said, I'm sending you out as lambs among wolves. And I can imagine if I were there, I'd say, wait a minute, this is not what I signed up for. This is not quite what I had in mind. Anyway, we don't know that anybody said that. But he did say the harvest is plentiful. It's just as plentiful today as it was then. And he would say the same thing to us today. The harvest is plentiful. Because as questionnaires go out and about religious affiliation, more and more people are putting none on the questionnaire. Fastest growing group in the United States. One of the characteristics of today's so-called postmodernism is that people come up with their own religious views. It's kind of, I'll make up my own rules to how this is supposed to go. In 1985, Robert Bella and Richard Madsen coined the word Sheilaism. It comes from the book Habits of the Heart. And as typical of many modern people, they quote a young nurse whom they call Sheila. And this young nurse said, I believe in God. I'm not a religious fanatic. I can't remember the last time I went to church. My faith has carried me a long way. It's Sheilaism. Just my own little voice. It's just try to love yourself and be gentle with yourself. And you know, I guess, take care of other people, she said. I think he'd want us to do that, take care of other people. Sheilaism is a shorthand for a kind of religiosity, kind of a do-it-yourself mishmash of religions. People don't tend to, most people absorb all that each religion has to offer, so they pick and choose from different things that they want, which in some ways okay, in some ways is not okay. Jesus warned about resistance to the 70 he was sending out. He said, you can expect it, and you can expect rejection. And when you get rejected, you go out on the street and say, I'm brushing the dust off my sandals, I'll see you later. Don't waste your time there, he's saying, and go light. Go light. In our terms, the equivalent voice would be, don't let stuff get in the way or conflict with your ministry. Don't let all these things that we carry around all the time conflict with your ministry. And find like people, like-minded people to work with you. That's one of the things I love about St. Catherine's. We're a group of like-minded people, and the fellowship is wonderful here. Something you don't always find everywhere. And notice how Jesus tells them what they should do, but he doesn't say anything about measuring success. He just says, if they don't agree with your message, shake off the dust and move on. Well, it's difficult in our society not to measure success with facts and figures and giving levels and budgets and annual reports and so forth and so on. It's easy to measure out our work in these figures, but that's not what this text is saying. He simply says, do it and let God worry about the results. And as I was thinking about this, I was thinking about so many times in our own lives, and we could go around to each of you here this morning, and I bet, in fact, a couple of people were talking to me a while ago about God things that happen in your life. Now, these 70, when they came back, they had God things that worked in their life. They said, you know what? Even the demons submitted to our voice. Even the demons reacted when we spoke in the name of Jesus Christ, when we told them about God's love. It was a God thing. God things happen to us all the time, sometimes not in tremendously large ways, but sometimes in small ways, in those times of when it just seems that God is working in our lives. The most effective form of evangelism is the way we live out our lives. And the example we set as Christians, a young hospital chaplain was serving his internship in New York City in a teaching hospital. While he was on call one night, he was summoned to a room where there was a couple standing, and the mother was holding her stillborn child. And she said, I want to have this child baptized. Her name is Nicole. The young intern panicked. They hadn't taught him anything about this in seminary or in pastoral care. And so he told them, he said, okay, in a few moments, come to the chapel. And he rushed to the phone to try to find a more experienced chaplain to take over, but it didn't happen. And what am I going to do? What am I going to say? Baptize a stillborn child. And so when they arrived at the chapel, the words that he had hoped to say didn't come. He opened his mouth, but the words didn't come. Instead, almost without realizing what he was doing, he took a tissue and wiped the tears in the parent's eyes and then wiped the tears in his own eyes. And he touched the tissue to the baby's head and he said, Nicole, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. He said nothing else. The tears were sufficient. There are times in our own lives when God works in mysterious ways in our own lives. And we have to be aware when those things happen. And like the 70 that came back and said, you know what? Guess what happened? God was working in our lives. The same thing happens in our ministry. When we're surprised by what happens in the result of our work. A good example was a couple of weeks ago at the Fine Arts Camp when when we had a group of our people, our heroes, in this church that ministered to 40 youngsters. And those kids, I'll guarantee you, will remember that for a long, long time. When God works in our own lives. I end with a quote from St. Teresa of Avila when she says, "Christ has no body on earth but yours, no hands but yours, no feet but yours. Yours are the eyes through which the compassion of Christ looks out into the world. Yours are the feet with which he is going about doing good. Yours are the hands with which he is to bless others now." Amen.